November 11, Matthew 26, 31 to 35, 57, 58, and 69 to 75. On enemy ground. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. When Christ, on the eve of his betrayal, forewarned his disciples, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night," Peter confidently declared, "Although all should be offended, yet will not I." Mark 4:14-29. Peter did not know his own danger. Self-confidence misled him. He thought himself able to withstand temptation. But in a few short hours the test came, and with cursing and swearing he denied his Lord. Peter had not designed that his real character should be known. In assuming an air of indifference, he had placed himself on the enemy's ground, and he became an easy prey to temptation. If he had been called to fight for his master, he would have been a courageous soldier. But when the finger of scorn was pointed at him, he proved himself a coward. Many who do not shrink from active warfare for their Lord are driven by ridicule to deny their faith. By associating with those whom they should avoid, they place themselves in the way of temptation. They invite the enemy to tempt them and are led to say and do that of which under other circumstances they would never have been guilty. The disciple of Christ, who in our day disguises his faith through dread of suffering or reproach, denies his Lord as really as did Peter in the judgment hall. When the crowing of the cock reminded him of the words of Christ, surprised and shocked at what he had just done, he turned and looked at his master. At that moment Christ looked at Peter, and beneath that grieved look in which compassion and love for him were blended, Peter understood himself. He went out and wept bitterly. That look of Christ broke his heart. Peter had come to the turning point, and bitterly did he repent his sin. Now his self-confidence was gone. Never again were the old boastful assertions repeated. It was through self-sufficiency that Peter fell, and it was through repentance and humiliation that his feet were again established. In the record of his experience, every repenting sinner may find encouragement.